This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You know, Guti, on this hour, we bring you Imlamo Attorneys and Associates. As usual, we call Othembela Madikizela with Urejo Lekgane on MUT Radio. They are joining us live today. We are continuing with the conversation Yama policies. Very interesting enough. Good morning, Othembela and Urejo. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us on MUT Radio. Trying Guti Gibeze Othembela.
Good morning, Awet. To and MUT listeners, thank you so much for having us, and we are glad to be back. It's been a while.
It's been a while indeed, eh? No, thank you so much for being patient with us. It's so amazing to have you back this morning. Good morning, Rejo.
Good morning, how are you? I hope everybody's well. Thank you so much for having us again this morning.
Thank you so much. It's good to have you back again, Rejo. And we are back again with policies today. Very interesting topic, understanding policies and accountability. So Othembela and Urejo are here to enlighten us on that. As you know, Guti, every Wednesday, Susuke Sinayoge Legal Insight with Imlambo Attorneys and Associates. So let's just go back a little bit, Othembela. When we speak of policies, what exactly are policies? Masikhuluma nje ngama policies.
So thank you, Awethu. So workplace policies are guidelines. They're basically guidelines that are written and that set out practices and procedures of a particular company or an organization. They also provide the employee with a guide of what is expected of them in terms of their conduct, actions, practices in their particular roles. So these are not legislated, but they do work alongside the law and are based on there being a work agreement or an employer-employee relationship or agreement between the employer and employee. They're not permitted to take away the rights of an individual as contained in our legislation, but they are based on practices and procedures that a company must abide by from a legal perspective. So when you talk about policies, they are not only applicable internally, but also externally, for example, a procurement policy or a cybersecurity policy. But while third parties are not directly required to be compliant with a work policy, they can be indirectly required to be compliant, for example, a procurement policy.
Mm. And you spoke of various types of policies. As you are saying, there are procurement policies and other types of AMA policies. Can you just dwell on that? What do you mean by various types of AMA policies in the workplace?
Okay, so in the workplace, you can find policies such as an occupational health and safety policy, a social media use policy, a cybersecurity policy, a leave policy, an harassment policy, a code of conduct policy, a disciplinary policy, privacy policy, traveling policy, grievance policy, or a substance abuse policy. So these are typically visible in your employment contract where these type of policies are set out, but you can also find them around an office building where they can be posted, like a social media use policy or what happens in the event of a cyber security breach, things like that.
Oh, beautiful. Now, I understand kunama laws ahlukene in the workplace that are part of your constitution. Why exactly, maybe I should ask you, Rejo, this question. Why is it important for organizations or institutions to have these policies as kukhona ama laws that bind ama employees? Why is it important to have policies in the workplace?
Thank you very much for your question. And it's a very important question because often employees find themselves not being aware of expectations of the employer insofar as their conduct or behavior are concerned at the workplace. So employment contracts do not necessarily spell out everything, and it would be very important to customize the policies from employment to employment, hence why they are usually applicable to the entire organization as a whole. And having policies assist managers to manage staff's conduct and to have a point of reference in terms of conduct that is acceptable in the workplace and conduct that is not.
Mm, definitely. Oh, okay. And can you probably elaborate more on some of the policies you mentioned earlier, Othembela, now Urejo?
So the most important policy that you would usually find in a workplace is a disciplinary policy that sets out the process to follow when there is misconduct or non-adherence to the rules or policies of an organization, or even relating to matters of poor performance. It will usually define what constitutes misconduct and sets out the failure to adhere to the rules or policies, which is disciplinable. It sets out the process to follow where an employee would face a situation of poor performance. And most importantly, it would set out the sanctions that can be issued for certain actions. In your disciplinary policy, you will also find that a disciplinary hearing can be chaired by an external or an external parties, and what the rights of the employee are in that specific regard. It will usually state the disciplinary process, when it will commence and how it will commence, which would usually in practice be with a notice to attend a hearing.
Mm. And just going off that disciplinary policy, we then have a code of conduct policy. And this policy of an issue of conduct is all behave, but it also provides a guide on business practices, how to behave ethically and legally, and it definitely fosters a culture of positive working environments where there is mutual respect and productivity. And a failure to behave or conduct yourself in an acceptable manner and that does not bring disrepute to an organization will definitely constitute a breach or not adherence to this policy, and it most likely will attract a disciplinary action being taken against you. And then obviously, and then after that, we have a cybersecurity policy, and this states sets out information and assets that must be protected by those employees and employers, and it protects against threats to the information and assets. Mostly heard about South Africa being a new target in cybersecurity breaches, and it then sets out why we are targeted and how we can protect the company and ourselves against this. And then we have a POPI Act, a Cyber Crimes Act, a Film and Production Act, which sets out how we can protect ourselves and what we can do to protect ourselves and also minimize risk.
Another type of policy that we may have is a grievance policy, which will then typically lay the process of laying a complaint by one employee against another. Many reasons as to why grievance can be raised and various ways to deal with it are also addressed in a grievance policy. The process may be informal or even formal. We also have what we would like to call a leave policy that governs how and when leave can be taken by employees. Mm. Leave can be provided for in our legislation. Employers can grant more favorable leave than what is usually contained in legislation. Organizations will often have leave policies to govern and control leave, especially when more favorable, or in what we would usually call use it or leave it policy. And examples of leave that can be tweaked are maternity leave, annual leave, sick leave, is as legislated and does not attract any financial obligation on the employer.
Wow.
Another form that we have is quality assurance. Organizations often have quality assurance policies in place that govern how the service or product on offer is tested to ensure that it is the highest or of sound quality. Without a policy that is watertight governing quality assurance, an organization is at risk of financial obligation for poor work quality or mistakes as a result of carelessness, reputational damage, which may trigger insurance claims if covered, and thus premiums can be increased and affect the organization's claim history. Mm. This is very important as it must be managed like any other policy, and employees that fail to adhere to the policy must be held accountable.
Wow. And what happens now, Otembela, if someone does not adhere to these policies in a workplace?
Okay. So What happens is that, well, before we even get into what happens, is that a policy forms part of your work or your employment contract. Often employment contracts mention them or refer the employer to them, even if they're not attached, which is often the case. Well, if they're not attached to your employment contract. Even if your employment contract does not refer you to policies, it is very important for you to familiarize yourself with the policies of your organization. If you don't want to be caught with your pants down, alleging that you don't know or you don't understand when you could have actually taken a proactive approach won't ever save you. So policies are a risk management method for an organization or company, and if you fail to adhere to its policy, it will probably attract some kind of sanction, like a disciplinary action that we've spoken about just earlier, can be taken against you. So unfortunately, work policies can be very lengthy or long or complicated to read, but it's very important for the employee to familiarize themselves with it. And if you don't understand, please ask your HR representative to explain anything to you so that you can adhere to these policies. Otherwise, you may be disciplined.
Oh, wow. I think I've got three questions here coming in. This first one says, good morning, Awetu. Please ask if these policies do align with the Employment Equity Act.
So thank you for that question, listener. So like we said, that the employment policies are not legislated, but they do work hand in hand with the legislation. So they may not be, like, we can't have every policy legislated, but it is often the company will tailor that policy to reflect what the law says about the certain conduct or act. So they do work hand in hand with our legislation.
Oh, beautiful.
But we just can't attach a whole legislation to employment contracts, but they are tailored for that organization.
Okay. I'm going to translate this one. It's written in Sizulu. Sanibonani, ngicela ukubuza ukuthi ngabe kuyahlukahlukana yini ngokwama organizations noma ekwi industry eyodwa. Basically meaning ukuthi are these policies different for each organization even though they are in the same industry?
So this will then come off the back of what OT has just told us now. We do have the legislation which the policies need to adhere to, but the policies then can differ from company to company and employer to employer. So you may find yourself in a position that your specific company's policies may not be the same as the next company's policies, but at the end of the day, all policies need to adhere with all legislation.
Yes. Okay. And lastly, this one is from Ndumiso. Ndumiso is asking, good morning, Awetu. Please ask your guests if employees are involved in these negotiations of policies when creating policies. I believe that's what he means.
Okay, so thank you for that, Ndumiso. So that is an interesting question. So if you join an organization, it is unlikely that you will be involved in the policy making of that organization. So likely when you join an organization, like when I was hired, I couldn't go sit with my boss and say, okay, well, can you please amend this for me so that it can suit me?
Yes.
But I don't think that's what you were necessarily asking. But when you do join an organization, there are things that are there that you have to abide by, rules, policies that you have to abide by.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously as an organization, grows,
yes,
then, and your employer may see a need to add on or amend certain rules or policies to suit the growing organization. So it's unlikely that you will be involved in the process of negotiating a rule unless obviously that rule or policy may affect the rest of running of the company or organization or employees. So if you're asking that if you can be involved as the person who has just been hired, unlikely.
Okay, no, definitely. Thank you so much, Otembela and Reho. This was honestly eye-opening, and I'm glad that there's also participation from people who are listening as well. No more questions at the moment, but should we have any other questions, how can we contact you?
Okay, so we are contactable on 010-502-0626. You can also send us an email at info@mlambolegal.co.za. You can also check out our website at www.mlambolegal.co.za. But we do have a couple of social media pages such as LinkedIn, TikTok and Instagram, and all the usernames are Mlambo and Associates.
Mlambo and Associates. Now, I would understand, Otembela, that you guys do not only offer labor law, there are other services that you guys are currently offering.
Yes, so our service offerings are, we do HR consulting for various organizations. We also do policy drafting and reviewing. We train on employment contracts and any labor or HR issues. We chair disciplinary hearings. We facilitate poor performance hearings. We also represent in litigation, such as the labor courts. We also do general labor advice. But aside from that, we do family law, pension fund law, insurance law. We also have a conveyancing or property department. We do tax law. We do corporate commercial. And we have a newly developing estate planning department.
Beautiful. Can't wait to bring that on air also. Must be nice. No, thank you so much, Mlambo Attorneys and Associates, represented by Otembela Madikizela, as well as Urejo Lekhane on MUT Radio. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us once again this morning.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.